My name is Elliot Niskin, and I'm from the Lestadian Lutheran Congregation of Illinois, and I want to give you greetings and God's peace from the small flock of believers in Northern Illinois. The location of our congregation sits in Northeast Illinois, between Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Chicago. Members live in various towns, but the town where we meet for services is in Gurnee. Around the 1920s, many believers traveled to the Chicago area to find work. Work at that time was scarce in many places, mostly because of the Great Depression. In some cases, a whole family moved here, and many singles came to work here in the Chicago area, doing various jobs like cleaning, watching kids, cooking, and so on. Before the 1973 heresy, many families had already settled in the Zion and Waukegan area, and a congregation was formed there. There were just under 200 members and their children. After the heresy, there was around 20 believers left. The congregation membership then grew up to around 40 believers, starting in the early 80s. And beyond, we enjoyed the many bus trips that believers made this way to tour Chicago and many of their museums. We would rent a large facility so we could hold services and host a Sunday meal. Currently, we have 11 members. We meet twice a month at a Park District building where we rent a multi-purpose room. The other two Sundays, we listen in on Detroit Zoom services. We have rotation services throughout the year, and the Finn ministers come for a number of days as well. The landscape here is much like any other suburb in America. We do live close to Lake Michigan, though, so we've enjoyed the beaches, trails, and salmon fishing. We've made many trips to Chicago over the years to see museums, Chicago Air Show, and shop on Michigan Avenue. It's definitely been the place to take our guests to sightsee. Okay, Ruth Mueller, what are your memories of moving to Illinois, and what were the factors that really helped your family decide to move?
Okay, well, my family lived in the UP where my dad, Charlie Salmonen, worked in the mine in Ishpeming. When he was laid off in 1962, he came here to Waukegan to find work until he could move back to Michigan. Sadly, he never got a chance to do that, but he found work at U.S. Steel and brought my mom, Eva, and 8 of 10 of us kids here to live. There were some believers living here that my parents knew before, one of them being Otto Rautela, who had been best man at my parents' wedding. I was 6 when we moved here and thought it was fun and exciting to make this change.
Okay, Carl Niskanen, what are your memories of attending home services after the 1973 heresy?
I have fond memories of meeting in homes for services at Rautela, Salmonen, and Lutikainen. They all welcomed us with love and fellowship into their homes. And then after services, they always provided refreshments and visiting, fellowship. And then later on, as the years passed, they started moving away. So then we had to rent a place at a school building over there that was affiliated with a church. But yeah, they were fond memories.
All right, Ruth Niskanen, what are your memories of moving to Illinois, and what was it like for you to experience congregation life before and after the heresy?
Having been born in Minnesota and having spent my first 14 years there, I didn't realize there was a congregation in Zion, Illinois. I found out about this congregation when my father, Raymond Niskanen, was called to be the speaker there. All of the congregation members were new to me. There were around a little over 20 HAPS age young people, and we would get together most Saturday evenings. They were good friends. At the time of the heresy in 1973, there was a sentiment in the congregation that speakers from Finland were not needed. That sentiment troubled me. I remember thinking that if we are of the same spirit, why wouldn't we use speakers from Finland? The separation did occur. It was heartbreaking to know that these friends had been deceived. Our family went from a mid-sized congregation to a very small congregation. My father would say that we are not saved by numbers. Faith is a personal matter. God has cared for the believers here in Illinois, and we pray that he continues to care for us.
Tim Niskanen, your move to Illinois led you toward job opportunities that kept you in the area. Did you ever think about moving away, and do you think that there are still job opportunities today that would benefit believers if they were looking?
This area in Illinois has been blessed with many job opportunities, and there are many yet today. And yes, when I was young, I planned to move back to Minnesota. When I was a junior in high school, we visited our town that I grew up in, Sabika, and I found out there was not many jobs there for me to pursue. At that time, I realized that I needed to look for work after high school in this area. I didn't have plans to go to college because it was expensive, but I knew I wanted to be an electrician, so I looked to the building trades for a living. Illinois still does offer a variety of jobs, but not the same jobs that were as yesteryear when the big steel mills, like Ruth Mueller talked about, and shipping was huge because of the lake being so close to us. Other industries have taken place in Illinois, like John Deere Pharmaceuticals, large bakeries, oil refineries, and many high technical industries. There's a lot of agriculture, and the majority of the crops are corn and soybeans. The farther downstate you go, it's warmer and has ideal temperature for growing. Illinois, like most places, has many universities, community colleges, and many opportunities in the trades.
All right. Thank you for sharing, everyone.